课堂听 class.com
Part 1 Living Matters Chapter 1 Making Phone Calls Unit 1 Regular Calls Basic Expressions
Is Vanessa there?
This is Vanessa.
Can I speak to Kevin, please?
Hi, Daddy. Where are you?
Who's calling? It's Mike.
Hello, Wendy speaking.
Anne is on the phone.
Can you put my mother on the phone?
You are very difficult to reach.
Dialogues. Conversation 1. Calling to make an appointment for an interview. 1.
Hello, is Vanessa there?
Yes, this is Vanessa.
Hi, Vanessa. I'm Don. I'm calling from Zeller's Market. Are you still interested in a position as a cashier?
Yes. Is the position available now?
Yes, it is. Please come to see me tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock for a job interview.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. I'll see you tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
I'll see you then. Goodbye. Conversation 2. Calling to make an appointment for an interview. 2. Hello, can I speak to Kevin, please?
This is Kevin.
My name is Joan Harris. I am calling from St. John's Hospital. Are you still interested in a job as a service technician?
Yes.
I have good news for you. You've got an interview. Can you come to the Human Resources office on Thursday at 9:30 a.m.?
Wow, that's great. Sure I can. Where's the Human Resources office?
345 Stony Creek Avenue.
Thank you very much. I'll be there on time.
Excellent. I'll see you on Thursday at 9:30. Conversation 3. Calling home to say I'm all right.
Hello. Hi, Dad. It's me, Troy. Hi, Troy. How is your trip going?
It's nice. I arrived safely.
Are you all right?
I'm fine. Is everything fine in the family?
Yes, everything is fine in the family. Don't worry about the family. Just enjoy your trip. How's the weather there?
The weather is gorgeous here.
That's good. Take good care of yourself.
I will. Thank you, Dad.
I love you, Troy.
I love you too, Dad. Bye.
Conversation 4. Calling your family.
Hello.
Hi, my sweetheart. It's Daddy.
Hi, Daddy. Where are you?
I'm at work right now. You can reach me at 905-675-9870. Please call this number if you need me.
Thank you, Daddy.
I love you.
I love you too, Daddy.
Conversation 5. Who's calling?
Hello, can I speak to Anna?
Who's calling?
It's Mike, her boyfriend.
Hold on, I'll get her.
Thanks a lot. Conversation 6. Who's calling? Hello?
Hi, I'd like to speak to Karen, please.
May I ask who's calling?
It's Diana, Karen's sister.
One moment, please.
Thank you. Conversation 7. Call me back. Hello?
Hi, it's Tony calling from the dentist's office. Is Lily there?
No, Lily is not here at the moment.
Could you ask her to call me back when she gets in?
Sure. What's your number, please?
519-367-8901.
Thanks. And your name is Tony, right?
Yes, I'm Tony. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Conversation 8. Call him back later. Hello. Can I talk to David?
One second, please.
A few seconds later, the receiver comes back and says,
Hello?
Yes?
I'm sorry. David's out to lunch right now.
Okay. I'm his wife. Could you tell him to call me back when he returns?
Sure. Does he know where to call you?
Oh, thanks. Please tell him to call my cell phone number.
Okay, I will.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
Conversation 9. Busy and can't take the call. 1. Hello, Wendy speaking.
Hi, Wendy. I'm Jerry.
Hi, Jerry. How can I help you?
Is Marissa in?
Yes, but she's very busy right now. Can you call her later?
All right, I'll call her later.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Conversation 10. Busy and can't take the call. 2. Hello?
Hi, can I talk to Peter?
Peter's in a meeting at the moment. Can he call you back later?
That's fine.
Can I have your name and phone number, please?
This is Richard from Barton Secondary School. I am at 570-780-1245.
I'll leave a message for him.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Conversation 11. Busy, but have to take the call. 1.
Hello, Mr. James?
Yes?
Anne is on the phone.
I'm in the middle of something. Can't you take a message?
It seems to be rather urgent.
Okay. Put her through.
Thanks.
Conversation 12. Busy, but have to take the call, 2.
Hi, boss. You have a call.
I told you to hold my calls. I'm very busy at the moment.
I know, but she said she had an important thing to tell you.
Okay, put her through.
Thanks. Conversation 13. Putting someone on the phone.
Hey, Ted. Hey, Bob, what's up? Can you put my mom on the phone? Sure. Thank you.
Conversation 14. Inviting someone out to see a film.
Hello?
Hey, Rick. What are you doing right now?
Nothing, just watching TV.
I've got 2 tickets for a newly released film. Would you like to see it with me?
Sure. What time?
The film will start at 2:30 p.m.
Sounds good. Where and when will we meet?
In my parking lot at 2 p.m.
All right. See you then.
Conversation 15. Inviting someone to go hunting.
Hello?
Hi, Randy. What are you going to do this weekend?
I've no idea. Nothing, really.
How about going hunting with me?
Wonderful.
Okay, I'll pick you up around 6 on Saturday morning. We'll go to the game lands. Make sure you pack a lunch.
I'll be ready.
Thanks.
Conversation 16. Inviting someone out to have lunch together.
Hello?
Hi, Kathy. Have you had lunch?
Not yet, and I'm really hungry now.
I'm starving too. There's a new Chinese restaurant close by. Do you want to go there for lunch?
Why not?
It's my treat this time.
Thanks. I could eat a cow.
Conversation 17. Can't go out to have lunch together.
Hello?
Hi, Shelley. Have you had lunch?
Not yet.
So, shall we have lunch together? I'd like to take you this time.
I'd like to, but I can't.
How come?
I've a lot of paperwork to do right now. I'm behind schedule.
All right. Can we make it another time?
Sure. Thanks.
I'll call you later. Bye.
Bye.
Conversation 18. Inviting someone out to have dinner together. Hello?
Hi, Charles. How are you?
I'm fine.
I was wondering if you'd like to go out to dinner with me tonight.
That'll be very nice. Where would you like to go?
I think we should try that new Italian place on the corner.
Good idea. What time shall we meet?
I'll pick you up around 7.
I'll be ready. See you then.
Conversation 19. No time to go out for dinner together.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm working on my term paper. It's very tough.
I was thinking maybe we could go out to dinner tonight.
I'd love to, but I can't. I have to finish this paper. It's due on Friday.
All right. Give me a call when you're available.
I definitely will. Thanks anyway. Bye.
Conversation 20. Bad connection. Hello?
Hi, David. You're very difficult to reach. I called several times, but I kept getting a busy signal. Is your phone out of order?
No, not out of order, but we seem to have a bad connection on the phone line. I can't hear you clearly.
Okay, let me call you later. Is that okay?
Sure, thanks.
Conversation 21. The call you can't get rid of. Hello?
Hi, it's Joseph.
Hi, Joseph. How did you get my number?
Oh, I got it from your mom.
So, what's up?
I'm sorry about what happened, and I would like to talk to you about it.
Actually, I'm really busy right now.
I know you're busy, but I just think we should talk about what happened.
Can we meet tomorrow?
No, I can't wait. I just need a few minutes of your time.
Okay. Where are you right now?
I'm in the park across the street.
I'll come to you in a few minutes.
Thanks.
Unit 2. Telephone service. Basic expressions. It's Jessica Smith calling.
I'll send someone to do it.
What's the total cost for the installation?
We have no phone service.
I've been getting harassing calls recently.
I'd like to make a collect call to Beijing.
I'll put the call through for you.
I do apologize for the inconvenience.
I'd like to order breakfast.
What's the rate for a standard room?
What date will you check in?
I'd like to book a table for tonight.
We charge by the mile.
What kind of vehicle do you need?
Do you have the receipt with you?
What's the problem with your vacuum?
Dialogues. 1. Basic service. Conversation 1. Telephone installation.
Hello, this is Bell Canada. May I help you?
It's Jessica Smith calling. I'd like to have a telephone installed.
Will this be a residential or commercial phone line?
Residential. What's the difference?
Well, different charges. Residential is cheaper than commercial. What's your address?
Number 25, Burlington Road.
I'll send someone to do it this Friday morning around 10 o'clock. Is that okay?
That'll be fine. What is the total cost for the installation?
$75 total.
All right. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Conversation 2. Telephone problem.
Hello, this is customer service. How may I help you?
We have a problem with our phone line.
Tell me exactly what the problem is, please.
We have no phone service. We can't get through to anywhere.
I'll send a person to check the problem this afternoon around 2 o'clock. Is anybody home at that time?
Yes, I'll be home by then.
Thanks. Please let us know if there are any other problems.
Conversation 3. Changing a new phone number.
Hello, this is customer service. How can I help you?
Yes, I've been getting harassing calls recently. Can I have my phone number changed?
Sure. What's your favorite number?
How about 560 436-4040.
I'm sorry, this number has already been registered.
How about 560-436-8976?
This number is okay. It is still available. When would you like your phone number changed?
As soon as possible. Can I have it right now?
Sure.
Thanks.
Conversation 4. Inquiring about a phone number.
Hello, this is Directory Assistance. Can I help you?
Can you give me the number for Jessica Hansen on Locks Avenue?
I'm sorry, there's no listing under that name. Are you sure of the name?
Yes, I'm pretty sure.
Do you have her address?
Yes, I do. It's 109 Locks Avenue, L8V4N9.
That's an unlisted number. I'm sorry, but I can't give it to you.
I see. Thanks anyway.
No problem.
Conversation 5. Inquiry for the operator, who just called.
Operator, can you give me any information on the call I just received?
I don't know who placed the call. However, the call was from Toronto.
Can you tell me the calling number, please?
Sure. 416-790-1256.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Conversation 6. Car incapacitated, broke down, on the highway.
Hello, towing service. What is your problem?
Yes, I need a tow truck. My car is broken down.
Where are you now?
I'm on the highway 401, close to the Lipton Link.
All right, I got it. What color is your car?
Black.
And plate number?
AKPM 400.
Okay, just stay in your car. We'll be there in 5 minutes.
Thanks a lot. 2. Collect calls. Conversation 1. The caller is talking to the operator. I'd like to make a collect call to Beijing, China, please.
What's the number you are calling, please?
The number I am calling, 86104016-9988.
What's the name of the person you're calling?
Marty Smith, MartySmith.
Thanks. What's your name and phone number, please?
My name's Jennifer Smith. My phone number is 610-934-9901.
Thank you. I'll put the call through for you. Hold on the line, please.
Conversation 2. The operator is calling to the collect call receiver.
Hello, Smith's resident.
Hello, this is the operator. Can I speak to Mr. Smith, please?
This is Mr. Smith.
I have a collect call for you from Jennifer. Will you accept the charges?
Yes, I'll pay for the call. Put her through, please.
Okay, thanks. 4. Telephone service in a hotel. Conversation 1. Calling the front desk for help.
Hello, this is the front desk. What can I do for you?
Hi, I'm calling from room 209. I couldn't find the TV guide. Can you send me one, please?
Sure. Anything else?
Yes, there is one more thing.
Go ahead, please.
The minibar door was open when I checked in. I didn't use it. Could you send someone to check it out?
We'll send someone right up. But don't worry about that. Maybe the service person forgot to do it.
Thanks.
Conversation 2. Calling to change your room. 1.
Hi, this is the receptionist desk. How can I help you?
Yes, I just checked in, but I need to change my room.
What's the problem?
I reserved a non-smoking room, but the smell of smoke in this room is so strong that I can't endure it.
I'm sorry. I'll arrange a non-smoking room for you right away. The doorman is going to help you with your luggage. I do apologize for the inconvenience.
That's okay. Thanks.
Conversation 3. Calling to change your room, 2. Hello, front desk.
Yes, this is Bob Robinson. I'm calling from room number 627.
Hi, Bob. What can I do for you?
Is it possible to change to another room?
Could you please tell me why?
My room is facing the swimming pool. It's noisy for me. I have a problem sleeping, and I feel uncomfortable when I take the elevator.
So you need a quiet side room on a lower floor.
You're right.
Okay, let me check for a room on the first floor.
Thank you.
I've only two rooms on the first floor. How about room 108?
That's fine. Can I move now?
Sure. I will send the bellman to help you.
Oh, thank you kindly.
You're welcome.
Conversation 4. Calling room service. Room service, can I help you?
Yes, this is Barbara in room 209. I'd like to order breakfast, please.
What would you like to order?
Two slices of whole wheat bread and one cup of coffee.
Okay, I'll have them brought to your room right away.
Thank you.
Conversation 5. Calling the front desk to make an inquiry.
Hello, front desk. How can I help you?
Good evening. Is the kitchen open now?
I'm sorry. The kitchen is closed after midnight.
It's okay. Good night.
Good night.
Conversation 6. Late delivery. Hello, room service. Can I help you?
I ordered dinner about 40 minutes ago. It hasn't been delivered yet.
We're sorry for the delay, ma'am. Could you hold the line, please? I'll check your order.
Okay.
Your order is ready. It's on the way to your room. We're very sorry to have you waiting, ma'am.
That's okay. 5. Reservation service. Conversation 1. Calling to make a room reservation. Acceptable.
Hello, reservation desk. How can I help you?
I'd like to book a room.
What kind of room would you like, ma'am? We've got single rooms, double rooms, standard rooms, suites, and deluxe suites.
What's the rate for a standard room?
$79 a night.
I'd like a standard room.
What date will you check in, ma'am?
December 23rd, please.
How long do you plan to stay?
4 days.
Could you give me your name and phone number?
Nancy Brown. My phone number is 709-678-5634.
Thanks. What time will you arrive?
Around 3 p.m.
Very good. Your reservation confirmation number is NB13579. Thank you for booking in our hotel. Can I help you with anything else today?
No, that's it. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Conversation 2. Calling to make a room reservation unacceptable.
Hello, reservation desk. Can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to book a deluxe suite.
What day would you like to reserve the suite for, sir?
Next Friday.
I'm sorry, sir. We can't accept reservations for next Friday due to overbooking. May I suggest another hotel, sir?
Oh, thank you very much.
Please hold the line. I'll see if there's a deluxe suite available on that day.
A minute later.
Sir, Holiday Inn is available for your need.
How do I contact them?
I'll give you their phone number. It's 601-789-5634. Just call this number, please.
Thank you again.
My pleasure.
Conversation 3. Calling to make a group reservation acceptable.
Hello, this is the Holiday Inn. Can I help you?
Hi, is there a special rate for a group reservation?
Yes, there's a 20% to 40% discount. It depends on the season. During the summer, the discount is 20%. During the winter, it is 40%.
I need 5 single rooms in October. How much of a discount can I get?
Our summer season ended in September, so the discount will be 40%. That's a good deal. Would you prefer rooms with a front view or rear view?
Front view, please.
What date and time will you be checking in?
October 25th, around 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
We need you to send a deposit for 1/3 of the bill. You can send a check, or you can use a credit card.
Okay, I'll send a check.
Could you tell me your name, address, and phone number, please?
Sure. My name's Anderson. My address is 109 Ferguson East, Holton. And my phone number is 309-789-1267.
Thanks.
Conversation 4. Calling to make a reservation for a table for dinner. Acceptable.
Good afternoon, reservation desk. What can I do for you?
Good afternoon. I'd like to book a table for tonight.
Okay. Could I have your name and your phone number, please?
Greg Smith, 712-890-2345.
Thank you. How many of you should we expect?
I need a table for 7 or 8 people.
No problem. I will reserve a table for 10. What time would you like your table?
About 8 p.m.
Very good. We will expect you then.
Thanks a lot.
Conversation 5. Calling to make a dinner reservation. Unacceptable.
Hello, this is the Palace Restaurant. Can I help you?
Hi, I'd like to make dinner reservations for 6:30 tonight.
I'm sorry, we're completely booked for dinner tonight.
I understand. Thanks.
Conversation 6. Calling to make a taxi, cab reservation to the airport.
Hello, Airway Transit Reservation Service. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling to reserve a taxi. I need a cab this Saturday morning.
All right. Please give me your name, address, and phone number.
Okay. My name is Robert Smith. My address is 468 Steeles Avenue North, St. Catherine. And my phone number is 289-908-1234.
Thanks. I got it.
How much will it cost?
Well, we charge by the mile. It'll be about $60 from St. Catherine's.
That's fair.
What kind of vehicle do you need? Small car or minivan?
A small car will be fine. By the way, can I pay by credit card?
I'm sorry, we can't accept credit cards. The only way you can pay is by cash.
Okay, that's fine.
What time will you want us to pick you up?
7 o'clock in the morning on Saturday.
All right. Your cab will be at your home at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning. Thank you for your call.
6. Shopping Return Service. Conversation 1. Calling to return merchandise. Hello, thank you for calling SpendMart.
Is this the customer service desk?
Yes, how can I help you?
I bought a sweater from your store a week ago. It says size 12, but actually it is a size 10. Can I exchange it?
Do you have the receipt with you?
Yes, I do.
I'd like to apologize for the problem. Please come down with your receipt and the sweater to exchange it for the size you want.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Conversation 2. Calling the customer service desk to return merchandise. Hi, customer service desk. What can I do for you today, sir?
Good morning. I bought this vacuum here a few months ago. It doesn't work now. Can I return it or get it fixed?
Do you have your receipt with you?
Yes, I do.
When did you buy it from our store?
4 months ago.
I'm sorry, you can't return it because too much time has passed since you purchased it. In order to receive a refund, you must return merchandise to the store within 90 days of purchase.
But the direction book says I will get 1 year warranty.
Yes, I know. After 90 days, you need to call the company that manufactured the vacuum to fix it, because it's still under their warranty. Their phone number should be in the direction book that came with your vacuum.
Okay, I understand. I'll call the customer service office of the manufacturer. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Conversation 3. Calling the customer service office of the company.
Hi, this is customer service. How can I help you?
Hi, I bought one of your vacuums from SpendMart. It's broken now.
Is it under warranty?
I think so. I bought it 4 months ago.
Yes, it is still covered by our warranty. Tell me the model number of your vacuum, please.
Okay. The model number is 6594-C.
What's your address, your name, and your phone number?
906 Ottawa Street. My name's David Young. My phone number is 713-786-0234.
Okay. There are two customer service offices in your area. The nearest one is Chadwick and Hacks Appliances.
Could you tell me where their office is located?
Sure. 878 Fennel South.
Oh, I know that place. It's only 2 minutes drive.
You have to call the office first.
All right. Thank you very much for your help.
My pleasure. Conversation 4. Calling the nearest customer service office. Hi, Chadwick and Hacks Appliance Office. How can I help you?
I have a broken vacuum and the manufacturer says that you are one of their service offices.
Is it under warranty?
Yes, I bought it 4 months ago.
What's the problem of your vacuum?
When I empty the canister, the dirt doesn't go into the dust bag. It goes out the beater brush.
Okay. Bring your vacuum to the office with your receipt.
What are your office hours?
We open at 9 a.m. and close at 5:30 p.m.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
Conversation 5. Calling the customer service office to get your vacuum back.
Hi, Chadwick and Hacks Appliances. How can I help you?
Hi, I've got a vacuum being fixed in your office. Is it ready to be picked up?
What's your work order number? It's on the receipt we gave you when you dropped your vacuum off to be fixed.
It's 97279.
Just a second, please. Yes, it's ready.
Can I pick it up right now?
Sure.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Unit 3. Commercial calls. Basic expressions.
I need some ice water delivered.
Are you completely out?
I'll send someone to deliver it for you tomorrow.
I want to place an order, please.
What would you like to order?
When would you come to pick up your order?
My home freezer is not working properly.
Maybe the compressor is going bad.
I am looking for an apartment.
Which floor is that apartment on?
Does it include utilities?
The regular monthly charge should be $65. Dialogues. Conversation 1. Calling to place an order. 1.
Hello, this is John's Distribution. Can I help you?
Yes, I need some ice water delivered.
Are you completely out?
No, I have some, but not enough for the long weekend.
Okay, I'll send someone to deliver it for you tomorrow.
Thank you.
No problem.
Conversation 2. Calling to place an order. 2.
Hello, Beijing Restaurant. How can I help you?
Hi, I wanted to place an order, please.
For pickup or delivery?
Pickup.
What would you like to order?
I have a menu from your restaurant. I'll order using the number of each meal from your menu.
That's fine.
I'd like to order number 17, number 23, and number 24.
What size?
Medium, please.
When will you come to pick up your order?
I'll be there in about an hour.
That will be fine. We will have your meals ready when you arrive. Thank you for your order.
Conversation 3. Calling for equipment repair.
Hello, this is Hamilton's Heating and Cooling Service. Can I help you?
Yes, my home freezer is not working properly.
What's the problem?
It keeps running all the time, never stopping, and it makes a strange sound. All the ice cream inside it melted.
Maybe the compressor is going bad.
Can you send a technician to check it out?
Sure, but there is a minimum charge of $60 for a service visit. If your freezer needs parts, there will be an additional charge.
Okay, I'll pay the charges.
All right, let me check our technician's schedules. I'll call you back and let you know what time we can send a service technician to your house. What is your phone number?
My number is 627-555-1234.
Okay, I'll call you right back.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Conversation 4. Calling for a newspaper.
Hello, City Star. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm Kelly from the SO gas station on Parkdale Road. I didn't get today's newspaper delivered.
I'm sorry for your inconvenience, Kelly. I'll send a person to deliver the paper to you right away. Please give me the exact street address.
890 Parkdale Road.
Thanks.
Conversation 5. Calling for rental information.
Hello, Willington Woods Apartment Office. How can I help you?
Hello, my name is Susan. I'm looking for an apartment. I saw your advertisement for an apartment in the local newspaper. How many bedrooms does the apartment have?
Well, we've got several apartments for rent. How many bedrooms do you need?
I'm looking for a two-bedroom apartment.
We've got several two-bedroom apartments at different prices.
What's the difference?
Well, one apartment costs $450 a month. It is on the first floor. It's sunny and bright. We've also got a two-bedroom apartment on the third floor. It'll rent for $400 a month. It has a beautiful view from the balcony.
What's the view from the balcony?
The balcony faces Jordan Park and the Dander River.
Thank you very much. I'll think it over and let you know if I decide to visit.
Thank you for calling. Bye.
Conversation 6. Calling to make an inquiry about an apartment.
Hello, Superintendent's Office. How can I help you?
Hello, I'm calling concerning the advertisement for a two-bedroom apartment. Is it still available?
Yes, it is still available.
Which floor is that apartment on?
It's on the fourth floor.
How much is the rent?
It's $750 a month.
Does it include utilities?
No.
What time can I look at it?
Every afternoon from 2 o'clock to 4:30.
All right. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Conversation 7. Telemarketing call.
Hello, this is the Stewart residence.
Hello, is Mr. Stewart there?
This is Mr. Stewart. Who's this?
I'm calling from Bell Canada. We are currently offering a great deal on long-distance calling, only $17 a month. With this plan, you get 500 minutes of long-distance calls each month without any additional charges.
I'm sorry, I'm not interested in it.
Okay, thanks.
Conversation 8. Calling to correct a billing error. Hello, can I help you?
I need to talk with someone about my bill.
Okay, hold on the line. James will be with you in just a moment.
Thanks.
Hi, this is James in customer service. What can I do for you?
Hi, James. The bill I received yesterday for my home cable TV service is wrong.
What's your account number?
200508.
Okay, the regular monthly charge should be $65.
Right, but yesterday I got a bill for $85.
The cable TV company charged you an extra $20 because of your late payments for the last 2 months.
Oh, I see. Thanks.
No problem.
Unit 4. Cancellation calls. Basic expressions.
I'd like to cancel the newspaper.
When do you want it canceled?
I'm sorry to say that I have to cancel it.
Can I cancel my reservation?
I'm calling for the home phone cancellation.
Dialogues. Conversation 1. Canceling a newspaper.
Hello, City News. Can I help you?
Hello, my name is Jessica Smith. I'd like to cancel the newspaper.
Okay, what's your account number?
890-2365.
And your address, please?
845 Lincoln Avenue.
When do you want it canceled?
Beginning the first day of next month.
Okay.
Thanks.
Conversation 2. Canceling a reservation.
Hello, Holiday Inn. How can I help you?
Yes, I booked a single room in your hotel for this Friday, but I'm sorry to say that I have to cancel it. My wife is very sick now. I don't think she'll be able to travel by this Friday.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you. Can I cancel my reservation?
Certainly. May I have your name, please?
My name's Tom Smith.
Okay. I have canceled your reservation, Mr. Smith.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I hope your wife is feeling better soon.
Conversation 3. Canceling a dental appointment. Hello, Dr. Brown's dental office. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Susan Smith. I'm calling about my appointment with Dr. Brown today at 3:30 p.m. I'm sorry to say that I can't be there by then.
What happened?
I got the flu. I have a fever and a headache. Can I cancel my appointment?
Sure you can, but you'll be charged for $10.
Oh, there's a charge? Why?
This is for the delayed cancellation, because this time is reserved for you. If you are unable to keep an appointment, you should notify us 48 hours in advance. Otherwise, the charge will be made.
I see. That's okay. I'll pay.
Thanks for your understanding. Do you want to make another appointment?
No, not right now. When I feel better, I'll call you again.
Okay, take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Conversation 4. Canceling a home phone.
Hello, this is Bell Canada. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Amy Young. I'm calling for a home phone cancellation. I'm moving out next month.
Okay. What day would you want your home phone canceled?
The end of this month.
All right. I'll do it for you by then. Anything else?
No, thanks.
Bye.
Conversation 5. Canceling an appointment with your doctor. Hello, this is Dr. Bell's office. Can I help you?
Hi, this is Taylor Wright calling. I've got an appointment with Dr. Bell at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. I've got to cancel this appointment. My father-in-law passed away suddenly last night.
I'm sorry to hear that. Canceling the appointment is no problem. Thank you for your call.
Thanks a lot. Goodbye.
Unit 5. Calling for a taxi. Basic expressions.
I need a cab.
I need a taxi.
How long before your taxi gets here?
Please send a cab to the Holiday Inn to pick me up.
Our cab will be there right away.
Dialogues. Conversation 1. Need a cab.
Hi, this is the Blue Line Taxi Company. How may I help you?
Hi, I need a cab, please.
Sure. Where are you?
I'm at 912 Mohawk East.
Okay, thanks. Your taxi will pick you up in 2 minutes.
Thank you.
Conversation 2. Need a taxi?
Hello, Imperial Cab Company. How can I help you?
Hi, I need a taxi.
Your address, please.
109 Fennel East. How long before your taxi gets here?
Just 3 or 4 minutes.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Conversation 3. Send me a cab, please.
Latino Cab Company, can I help you?
Yes, please send a cab to the Holiday Inn to pick me up.
Your name and address, please.
My name's Patrick Darkhor. I'm at the Holiday Inn at 822 Main Street East.
Okay, our cab will be there right away. Please be waiting in the hotel lobby.
Thanks, I'll be waiting.
Unit 6. Bringing a telephone call to an end. Basic expressions.
I hate to say this, but I really have to leave now.
That's okay. Don't be sorry.
I've got a business call that I really need to take.
Would you excuse me for just a few seconds?
I've got a visitor.
Dialogues. Conversation 1. I really have to leave now.
Oh boy, I hate to say this, but I really have to leave now.
That's all right. I understand.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay. Don't be sorry. We'll talk later.
Conversation 2. I really need to take another call.
Would you excuse me?
For what?
I got a business call that I really need to take.
All right. I'll call you back later.
Conversation 3. I've got a visitor.
Would you excuse me for just a few seconds? I've got a visitor.
Sure, go ahead.
I'm back. Sorry for the interruption. Where were we?
We were talking about your new house. Other possible expressions for bringing a telephone call to an end.
I have to get back to work before the boss sees me.
I have to get back to my work. I'll call you again later.
I'll have to take your number and call you back.
Can I call you back? Something has come up.
Can I continue this later? My other line is ringing.
Can you give me just a second? The doorbell is ringing. I'll call you back.
I'm busy at the moment. Can I talk to you later?
In fact, I'm right in the middle of doing something. I'll call you back soon.
I have got a lot of work to do right now. Can I call you back in about an hour?
Well, I guess I'd better get going. Talk to you soon.
Well, thanks for calling. I've to go now. Talk to you later.
I'm sorry. I've got another call coming through. I'd better run. I'll call you again.
My friend is on the other line. Talk to you later. Bye.
Well, Bob, I hate to say that I must go now. I have to leave for work in 5 minutes.
I think I'd better leave.
Excuse me. We can't talk any longer. I really have to go. Bye. Unit 7. Calling to make an appointment with a doctor. Basic expressions.
I'd like to make an appointment with Dr. Gallus.
I'm not available tomorrow afternoon.
Dr. Gallus is fully engaged tomorrow morning.
I've got an infected wound.
What's your problem?
She's had a headache for a few days.
Does she have a fever now?
I'm calling to confirm my appointment.
Thank you for your confirming call.
Please remind him he has an appointment with Dr. Gallus. Dialogues. Conversation 1. Calling to make an appointment with your family doctor.
Hello, this is Dr. Gallus' office. Can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to make an appointment with Dr. Gallus. Could you arrange it for me?
Sure. Let me check his schedule. How about tomorrow afternoon at 2:30?
I'm not available tomorrow afternoon. How about tomorrow morning?
I'm sorry. Dr. Gallus is fully engaged tomorrow morning. How about the day after tomorrow at 9:30 in the morning?
That's fine. Thanks.
You're welcome. Could I have your name and phone number, please?
Certainly. My name is Janet Smith, and my phone number is 610-555-1234.
Very good, Ms. Smith. I have scheduled an appointment for you on Wednesday at 9:30 a.m.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. See you on Wednesday morning.
Conversation 2. Urgent call to get an immediate appointment with your family doctor.
Good morning. This is Dr. Muzin's office. Can I help you?
Yes, this is Janet Smith. I'd like to make an appointment with Dr. Muzin as soon as possible.
Is it urgent? An emergency?
Yes, I've got an infected wound.
How about this afternoon at 2:00?
That's fine.
Don't forget to bring your health card with you.
I'll bring the card. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Conversation 3. Making an urgent appointment with your family doctor.
Hello, Dr. Brown's office. May I help you?
Yes, this is Linda Chekhov. I need an appointment with Dr. Brown right away.
Is Dr. Brown your family's doctor?
Oh, yes. He's been my family's doctor for several years.
Thanks. What's your problem?
Actually, I'm making the appointment for my grandma. She can't speak English very well.
What's bothering her?
She's had a headache for a few days. Her face and neck have turned red, and her skin feels itchy.
Does she have a fever now?
A little bit. She needs to see a doctor as soon as possible.
Okay. Would 2:00 this afternoon be okay?
Oh, excellent.
Could you give me your grandma's name and health card number?
Sure. Her name's Ivana Chekhov. Her health card number is 3489-1290-897-TH.
Thanks. Please bring your grandmother in this afternoon at 2:00.
Thank you. See you then.
Conversation 4. Confirming your appointment before seeing your doctor.
Hello, this is Dr. Gala's office. Can I help you?
Yes, I'm calling to confirm an appointment. I have the appointment with Dr. Gallus tomorrow morning at 10:00.
Thank you for your confirming call. Everything is fine, and we will be expecting you at your scheduled time. Just come on time, please.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Conversation 5. Receiving a call from your doctor's office to confirm an appointment with you.
Hello.
Hi, this call is from Dr. Gallus' office. Can I speak to Mr. Brown?
He's not at home right now. Can I take a message?
Sure. Please remind him he has an appointment with Dr. Gallus tomorrow afternoon at 1:30.
Okay, I'll let him know.
Thanks.
No problem. Unit 8. Emergency calls. Calling 911. Basic expressions.
When did it happen?
We're sending a police car to your home right now.
Give me the police, please.
I need the police.
The police are on the way.
I was robbed a minute ago.
I'm not badly hurt.
I got it.
I need an ambulance right away.
Help will be there in just a few minutes. Dialogues. Conversation 1. Missing child.
911, can I help you?
Yes, my son's missing.
When did it happen?
Just 5 minutes ago.
Where are you now?
I'm at home.
What's your address?
109 Rebecca Street.
Okay. We're sending a police car to your home right away. Have a picture and a description of your child ready for the police officer. And be prepared to tell the officer in detail exactly what happened.
Thanks.
Conversation 2. Someone was beaten.
911, can I help you?
Yes, a boy was beaten.
Is he okay?
No, he's not okay. He needs help. Please hurry.
What's the address, please?
910 St. Gord Street.
We're sending an ambulance and a police car right away.
Thanks.
Conversation 3. Fighting is going on.
Hello, this is 911. How can I help you?
Give me the police, please.
This is the police dispatcher. What's your problem?
A man is beating a woman.
What's your address?
682 Kennedy Road.
Okay, we are sending a police car right away.
Come quickly. Thanks.
Conversation 4. Fighting and bleeding.
Hello, 911. Can I help you?
I need the police.
What happened?
My neighbor hit my brother on the head. He's bleeding.
Give me your address.
176 Wooden Street East.
All right. The police and an ambulance are on the way. In the meantime, find a clean cloth and press it firmly over the wound. This will slow the bleeding.
I will, but please hurry.
Help will be there in just a few minutes.
Conversation 5. Reporting a burglary. Hello, 911. What is the emergency?
A burglar is running away from my neighbor's house.
Can you describe the burglar?
He is a white male with short, brown, slightly curly hair. He looks about 30 to 35 years old. He is over 5 feet 6 inches tall, and he has a medium build and a big belly.
Thank you very much for your call. I'll send a police car over right away. What is your name and address?
My name is Helen Smith. I live at 619 Anderson Street. My neighbor lives at 621 Anderson Street.
Thank you, Ms. Smith. The police might want you to go over some pictures of known criminals and records of old burglaries with them. Is that okay?
Sure.
Conversation 6. Reporting a burglar entering the house.
Hello, 911. Can I help you?
Yes. A young guy is trying to come in through my back door.
Where are you now?
I'm inside the house.
Give me your address, please.
906 Main Street West.
The police are on the way.
Come quickly, please.
Conversation 7. Robbery 1.
Hello, 911. Can I help you?
Yes, I was robbed a minute ago.
Are you okay now?
I'm okay. I'm not badly hurt, but my right hand is bleeding.
Where are you?
I'm in a variety store.
Where is it located?
It's located in 1070 James South.
We'll be there in a minute.
Thanks a lot.
Conversation 8. Robbery 2.
Hello, this is 911. How can I help you?
My house has been robbed.
Did you get hurt?
Yes, I got stabbed in my shoulder.
Is it serious?
No, it's not serious, but the wound is bleeding.
Give me your address, please.
137 York Road.
We're on our way.
Thanks. Conversation 9. Robbed.
This is 911. What's your emergency?
I was just robbed.
Is the robber gone?
Yes, he ran away.
Can you give me your location?
I'm in the downtown.
Where downtown, sir?
I don't know the exact location.
Okay, just look around and tell me what you see.
Oh, there's a tall building behind me.
What color is that building?
It's blue.
Do you see a big park near that building?
Yes.
Okay, I got it. I know where you are. We're coming right away.
Thanks.
Conversation 10. Robbery in progress.
Hello, 911. Can I help you?
Yes, I'm calling from 710 Sherman Avenue.
What's going on there?
A robbery is in progress.
How many people are involved?
At least two. One young guy is trying to come in the store through the window. The other is in the car, waiting.
Can you see the license plate number of the vehicle?
No.
What color is the vehicle?
It's a green minivan.
Thanks. Keep watching them. We're on the way right now.
Conversation 11. Need an ambulance.
Hello, 911. Can I help you?
Yes, I need an ambulance right away. My grandma is very sick.
What is your location, please?
We're at 415 Elmvale Street North.
An ambulance is on the way. It will be there in a few minutes.
Thanks.
Conversation 12. Need a paramedic.
Hello, 911. What can I do for you?
My mom is having terrible chest pains. We need the paramedics.
What is your address, please?
789 Allen Street.
All right. Help will be there in just a few minutes.
Thanks.
Conversation 13. Car accident.
Hello, 911. How can I help you?
There's been a car accident. I need police and an ambulance.
Is anybody hurt?
Yes, one of the drivers has blood all over his face.
What's your location?
1123 Bitterly Street West.
We'll be there right away.
Thanks.
Conversation 14. On fire.
Hello, 911. How can I help you?
There's a house on fire.
What is the house's location?
It's at 1055 Jackson Street East.
Can you tell if anyone is in the house?
I don't know. I don't think so, but I am not sure.
Okay, stay away from the house. We're on the way.
Thanks.
Possible reasons for calling 911.
I want to report a fire.
There's a house on fire.
I need an ambulance. My daddy fell off a ladder.
We need the paramedics. My mom is having terrible chest pains.
I cut myself on broken glass, and I am bleeding badly.
My car is missing.
There's been a car accident.
My car has been stolen.
A guy is trying to get into my house.
I've been robbed.
I got stabbed.
A burglar pulled a gun on me.
I've been shot.
Possible expressions when a police officer is confronting a criminal.
Freeze, police! Don't move. I'm a police officer.
Hands up.
You are under arrest.
Get out of your vehicle with your hands in the air.
Get out of car and show me your hands.
Turn around and put your hands on your head.
Stop. Don't make me chase you.
Have you been drinking tonight, sir?
How much did you drink tonight, sir?
Unit 9. Calling an automated, computerized phone answering system. Basic expressions.
You've reached the News Group Service Center.
4 digital extension numbers.
Calling for auto insurance.
I'm not available to take your call right now.
Could you please return my call as soon as possible?
Example 1. Call 1-800-XXX-XXXX.
Caller dials the following number. 1-800-201-8127. A computerized voice responds.
Hi, you've reached the News Group Service Center. If you know the 4-digital extension number you are trying to reach, please enter it now. If you don't know the extension number, you should listen to the following directions carefully and follow them step by step. For service in English, press 1. For customer service, press 2. For account inquiries, press 3. If you wish to speak to customer service, please press 2. A customer service representative will answer your call.
Example 2. Call 1-866-XXX-XXXX.
Caller dials the following number, 1-866-266-6038. A computerized voice responds.
Thank you for calling the Great Power Insurance Company. If you are calling for auto insurance, please press 1 now. For information on detail insurance, please press 2. For information on travel advantage insurance, please press 3. Otherwise, please just stay on the line and our representative will be with you as soon as possible. If you would like these directions repeated, please press 5.
Example 3. Call 1-866-310-TIPS. Sometimes phone numbers are given with some English letters at the end of the number. For example, 1-866-310-TIPS becomes 1-866-310-8477. This is especially true with business numbers and some government numbers. Remember that number keys 2 through 9 on telephones also have several letters of the alphabet printed on them. To dial a phone number that has been given as letters, just look at the telephone keypad and find the number key that corresponds to the letter. 1-866-310-TIPS 905-234-BLUE 409-456-BELL Example 4. Leaving a message on an answering machine. Message 1. Caller dials a phone number and the call is answered by a machine. Answering machine recording.
Hi, you've reached 610-222-2367. It's Michael and family. Please leave your name, phone number, and a detailed message after the beep. I'll call you back as soon as possible. Thank you. After the beep, caller will say,
Hi, Michael. It's Amy Brown from TD Bank. I'm calling about your student loan. Please give me a call when you're available. My phone number is 610-777-8979. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Message 2. Caller dials a phone number and the call is answered by a machine. Answering machine recording.
Hello, it's Karen. I'm not available to take your call right now. Please leave me a message after the tone, beep, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. After the tone, the caller will say,
Hello, this is Mike calling for Karen. Could you please return my call as soon as possible? My phone number is 570-555-8888. Thank you.
Unit 10. Dealing with an unwanted call. Basic expressions.
Sorry, I'm not interested.
Can you send me a catalog?
I've been getting harassing calls.
I can't hear you.
You're calling the wrong number.
I'm so sorry if I've bothered you.
There's nobody here by that name.
I dialed the wrong number. 1. Telephone solicitation. Telemarketing call. Example 1. Things you may say when dealing with telephone solicitor, salespeople.
I'm sorry, I'm not interested.
I don't have time to talk right now.
I can't talk with you right now.
I'm not interested in telephone solicitations.
Example 2. Things you may say when you refuse to do business with a telephone solicitor.
Please take me off your calling list.
I never do business with telephone solicitors.
I don't place orders over the phone. Example 3. Things you may say when you want to request additional information from a telephone solicitation.
Can you send me a brochure?
Can you send me detailed information about your product?
Can you send me a catalog?
Example 4. Things you may say when you make complaints about unwanted telephone calls.
I've been getting crank calls.
I've been getting prank calls, harassing calls.
I've been getting obscene phone calls.
2. Baffling, unexplained calls. Conversation 1. No response, silence when you answer the phone. Hello? Hello?
No response, silence.
Hello? Who is calling, please?
No response.
Listen, I know who you are. If you call this number again, I'll call the police. You'll be arrested. I've got your number.
Conversation 2. Caller does not continue a phone conversation. Call is disconnected.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Eric?
Eric? Eric who?
Eric Robert.
Who's calling, please?
A friend of the family.
Just a minute, I'll put you through. Eric receives the call.
Hello? Hello? Speak up, please. I can't hear you. Is anybody there? There's nobody there.
Conversation 3. Calling a wrong number. 1.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Burney. My name is Lisa. I hope I'm not disturbing you. I just heard about your daughter. I wanted to call you and tell you how much we'll miss her.
I'm sorry. I think you are calling the wrong person. My name is not Mr. Burney.
What? That's odd. I'm so sorry if I've bothered you.
No problem.
Conversation 4. Calling a wrong number, 2.
Hello, may I speak to David?
Who?
David Bush.
There's nobody here by that name.
Sorry, I dialed the wrong number.
That's okay.